All
right.
Yeah.
We are recording. We're good.
Awesome. So thank you very much, guys. So Rachel, this is my small but very dedicated team. So a little bit about the team. You know, we all super believe in the product. We've all had a great product experience. We're great at getting customers. We just need a bit of coaching around getting distributors and multiplying like Jesus, right? guys, I super respect Rachel, and I'll tell you why. So we haven't had any one-on-one time really. We've just had one three-way coaching, but her achievements, you know, to get to Pro 10, you can't fluke that. It's just hard work and dedication and focus. And one of my very closest friends says, you know, only judge by, how did he say it? Only judge, by results. Don't look at anything else. You can judge by results very easily. People can talk. Rachel's right at the top, and she's still dedicated, still sponsoring people every single month. So I super respect achievement, and at, you know, fairly young age too. And yeah, she's had her challenges in life, and just she focused. And also, I really respect how supportive she is, because she's way up there. There's probably no benefit to her whatsoever. I mean, we're probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of levels down. It probably makes no difference to her if we are successful or not. And here she is, right? So really, really grateful for that. So Rachel, I don't know, I'd let you lead this. That's, I think, our main focus is some confidence and some skills and mindset shift, so we can actually be bit better at sponsoring distributors. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Nick. Hi guys. I'm super excited. So I want to share a little bit about just briefly, some background about my story to give you guys some context. And then I want to dive into some very specific tactics that are helping me mentor my teamies to get up-leveled results. I've taken teamies that have been in for 6 months to 5 years and have completely relaunched their business to get into the sales pools, those bonus pools every single month, to rank or re-rank a backup, and to create what we, you know, personal momentum. And then we'll open up, we'll have just a few minutes of Q&A. So if there's a specific thing that I talk too fast over, or a very specific challenge you have in your business right now. In fact, if you're thinking of that right now, like if I could just get over this one thing, then I know I would go to the next level. I would make a little note to ask me that when we kind of open it up. But thank you, Nick, so much. I really appreciate your leadership and your experience. I know that there's so much that you're going to teach me as far as network marketing, and you've had different skill sets and different experiences. So it's going to be really fun working together. As far as what I benefit off of, I've ceased to look at LifeVantage as a job, because a job is what you're paid for and a calling is what you're made for. And I just love this business so much. My overall team, the larger team, is called Team Heart. And that might be the ooeyest, gooeyest name you could possibly name a network marketing business. But it is truly at the core of what we stand for, which is love and acceptance, no matter who you are, what you've done, your background, your performance, skin color, ethnicity, religion, we don't care. You matter in Team Heart. And so Team Heart to me is my happy place. So thanks for being a part of my little jolt every single day. It's really great. I was not always successful in this industry. How many of you guys have been in more than one company? Raise your hand. Okay, so we've had a little mixed experience. So this is actually my first company that I was in at the age of 21, was a software tech company. And for 4.5 years, I failed forward. I called that my not-for-profit MLM, because I'd make like a couple hundred bucks and then I'd spend a couple hundred bucks. Then I'd make $1,000 and then I'd go to an event, right? Make a bonus check and then I'd buy some leads. And I did that over and over and over, never really creating profit, but I got an education. I'm not college educated, but that was my degree. I think that first 4.5 years was my bachelor's in MLM. And then 9.5 years ago, I knew that I was not in the right business for many reasons. They were not social media savvy, internet. They didn't like that. And this was like 2011, like social media is just starting to come up. And I was big into internet. And you couldn't make money on their product. They had a 62 cent product. So imagine making 5% off of 62 cents. Like just add that up, right? And so I was like, okay, and my passion was not technology. It was wellness. It was always wellness. I always loved vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and fighting free radicals and all that sort of stuff. So 9.5 years ago, I watched a bunch of my friends join a company and they led me to a woman named Tara Wilson. If you guys have known that name, she's an elite pro nine in our upline. So it goes from Nick to Charlotte to me to Tara. Top 10 earner in the company, on her way to Pro 10, making about $80,000 a month as a mom of three. She's amazing. So at the time, 9.5 years ago, she was, had been a couple years in the industry, but she had just joined that business and I just joined on her team. And I was like on her seventh level. I was like way down underneath and nobody between us was making money yet, but she was making $10,000 a month. So she was like a pro seven. And I remember saying to her and like saying to myself and possibly my husband at the time, I will do whatever she says, even if it sounds dumb. And I basically begged her to teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. That was the actual words that came out of my mouth. Like, teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. You're making 10K a month. I just signed up. I'm making zero. I will do whatever you say. She's like, great. This is what I want you to do. And I'm going to give you the plan. And then we're going to talk and start breaking this down. She said, I want you to make a list of 200 names. I want you to make a list of 200 names. And I want you to do and say whatever you have to say to get them to watch this overview and get them on a three-way call with me. So Tara didn't give me a script. There was no magic launch guide or anything like that. She said, make a list. And do whatever you have to do to get them to watch this video right now. We have like a simple little flip video. We have like a longer 23-minute overview that's all getting redone for Australia, which is really exciting. But we have that. And so we did that in that company. And guys, I was a 26-year-old MLM failure. Who was on my list? My mother, my then in-laws, my then husband's best friend's ex-girlfriend. Like, these are not like superstars or anything like that. These are just people that I had met over the years. They were everyday people that were just like you and me and your friends and family. And I started calling them. And I don't know verbatim exactly what I said on each call, but this was the gist. It was like, hey, Nick, how are you doing? Hey, the reason I called, I just joined this business, really excited about it, health and wellness. I'm going to create crazy momentum over the next 60 days. And I'm looking for my top level leaders. Are you in front of a computer? You got to see this. I'll say it one more time because you're taking
posture.
It was like, hey, Nick, how's it going? Hey, the reason I'm calling, I just joined a new business. It's health and wellness. I'm super fired up about it. In fact, over the next 60 days, I'm going to create crazy momentum. I'm looking for my top level leaders. Are you in front of your computer? You got to see this. And there was one of two responses. Yeah, I'm in front of my computer. What you got? Or I could hear them running up the stairs, right? And then they got to the computer. They're like, all right, what do you have for me? Right? Or no, I'm not, but I can be tonight. I'm at work right now. Okay, great. Hey, what time tonight can you watch a video? It's about 30 minutes long. 8 o'clock. Great. I'll call you at 8:30. Hey, Nick, you're the second person I called. I said that to everyone, by the way. I never told them they were number one. Like, you're the second person I called. And I just did this. What's this all about? It's about 30 minutes. Now, I don't know where I came up with this script, but it just came out. I'm like, and I just knew it. I knew in my knower. Because this chick was making 10K a month. She was teaching me what exactly to do. She said, if I got people to the video and got them on a call with her, I would be successful. So then I started doing that. In fact, Nick, the first 7 days, I put Tara on so many three-way calls, she lost her voice.
Oh, wow.
Like legit lost her voice. Like with my in-laws and my mom and high school friends, whatever. Within 30 days, I enrolled 30 people. I made $13,000. It was the equivalent of an elite pro seven. I did 118,000 in volume my first month. That was more than I had made in like 6 months in my previous company. And I did that in 30 days. I had eight people of my team that I enrolled, eight of them qualified for a leadership rank, kind of like a pro four. And then with that rank, they got a little bonus. It was like a $600 car bonus in that business. So of that list, I made a list of 200 names. 30 said yes. I'm sorry, 35. Quick math, how many said no?
165.
So when we actually get the math, 35 sounds like a lot, doesn't it? It's like, whoa, 35 distributors? Holy moly, I've enrolled two, right? It's only 17%. So it's not actually that good. Like, I'm not that good of a closer. I just talked to a lot more people. I had eight people have great success. They had their own little story. They got a little bonus that month. So guess who I called in month two? The 165 people that had said no, that fell off the face of the earth, that were thinking about it, contemplating, avoiding my calls, praying about it, considering, researching, hemming and hawing, talking with their spouse, the neighbor, the dog down the street. And I called them back and I'm like, Nick, I called you 30 days ago. I told you we're going to launch this business. In the last 30 days, we've done $118,000 in revenue. I made $13,000. I put eight people into a leadership position. They made a $600 bonus. Why wasn't one of them you? And I repeated that for six more months. By month seven, I was at 50 grand a month. 26 years old. Guess what I did the next 10 months, 9 months. I told the first 7 month story, 0 to 50 grand a month. At that point, I'd had five people on my team reach six figures. So I was making 50 grand a month, but I had a bunch of people making 10 to 20, five people, in fact, five of them. So I called everybody back the next 9 months, say, listen, my first 7 months in the business, I helped five families get to six figures. I'm making now 50 grand a month. Why wasn't one of them you? By 16 months in, I hit the top rank of the company. It was probably equivalent to a pro 11-ish, pro 10-ish, pro 11 actually. It's making $140,000 a month at 27 years old. It was awesome until it wasn't. That company was a pop and drop and it all fell apart. And that happens in MLM. Not every company is a unicorn-like LifeVantage with sticky residual products. Like, you guys get that here. We have insane retention in science. That company didn't have it. It was a hit it and quit it type of company with horrible retention, horrific leadership. But I made $3 million with them. That didn't suck. By the time I was 30, I made $3.1 million with them. Went from $100,000 in debt to completely financially free. I bought eight investment properties free and clear. I had a six-figure income.
Perspective, it took me 10 years to do that. I did the same, but it took me 10 years in New
Zealand. Yeah. And it's like, and I was able to go create offline income. I created a six-figure income in property. No debt, no mortgages. I mean, I traveled the world. Went to at that point, it was like 16 different countries paid for. You know, I couldn't even afford a passport when I joined that company. And then it fell apart. So 5 years ago, we saw LifeVantage, and it was so obvious that it was like not even a diamond in the rough, because it was still pretty beautiful, but it needed like some things. I needed new leadership 5 years ago. It had never seen social media, which we were experts in. It needed that pump, that blood of like newness, new stories. And we're like, me and Tara, like, we're going to light this bitch on fire. Like, we're going to do it. The company was trending to about 180 million. They were downturn. And in the last 5 years now, we've toward trajectory, the momentum almost to like 240 million. And Team Heart has been a big part of that. I kind of like, we have corporate that still says, I don't know where the company would be had you guys not joined. Not to brag on us, but to brag on what newness can bring to a company with focus, with higher level, with like lid, the new stories, the momentum, the everything, the collaboration. I joined LifeVantage 5 years ago. I had a problem. Or an opportunity, as I like to say. I had an opportunity. I was the top earner from that company, and I was not allowed to talk to anybody in that company when I left for 12 months. I didn't have a traditional distributor agreement. I signed a million non-competes because I was the number one girl. I was in all over the magazines. I was in all over the DVDs. I was in all like the internal meetings, right? You sign, when you get to the top, you sign the extra stuff, right? NDAs and all that. And so they're like, listen, you can go to another company. You just can't talk to anybody here. And I'm like, I just put my whole network in that company. And they're like, oh, by the way, you can't even say that company name or LifeVantage on Facebook. I'm like, oh my God, like, really? So I had to make a list of people that were like, not warm market, like they're kind of like acquaintances, people I didn't know that well. And yeah, I brought over my mom and my best friend. Like, don't, you know, I had 80,000 distributors. I brought 62 over. Ooh, that was like my best friends. Like, I knew I wasn't going to get sued over bringing over my mom and my in-laws. Okay. But I couldn't talk to anybody else. So I made a list of people that never joined me there or had joined and quit or, you know, just like they weren't involved with the company. But guess what I did? I made a list of 200 names. I called them all. I did whatever it took to get them to watch a video. And then I got them on a three-way call. And in my first 19 days in LifeVantage, I enrolled 30 people. I hit Pro 7, the fastest Pro 7 in LifeVantage history. I made $16,000 here. The next month, I enrolled 35. The next month in December, I enrolled 40. And by January 31st, I was a Pro 8. Tara and I hit on the same day. Elite Pro 8. Making $22,000 a month. Part-time, by the way. I was working this. I've only ever worked 25 hours a week here. For the next 12 months, 14 months, guess what story I told? The first 120-day story to 20 grand a month. And by 18 months in, part-time, I was at 50 grand a month. From there, I went through a shizstorm, as Nick alluded to, in my life. My dad was diagnosed with dementia, early onset, my stepdad. My dog died. I was diagnosed infertile after years of trying to have a kid. Had a life-threatening complication to IVF treatments. Oh, by the way, when that happened, in the midst, my marriage collapsed. Went through a seven-figure divorce. Decided to move back to family. I had bought a new dog. Oh, and then she died on the drive home to move back with family in 18 months. Nick, do you guys have double-wide manufactured homes, mobile homes in Australia? Do you guys have those? Do you guys know what they are? Do you know what mobile homes are?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, mobile homes. I joke all the time. All I needed was a mobile home to burn down, and I was a country song. I was like a country music song. Like, like my dog died. Like, everything was going wrong, right? In that process, though, of my life, just like, I never gave up. I never posted a zero on the board. There was never a month I had a goose egg of no recruiting. And in that time, even like the short period of time of that divorce, my income went from $60,000 a month to over $80,000 a month. Yeah. While I was healing, mediating, praying, drinking wine with my girlfriends, because I stayed consistent, and because this business is just epic. And 4 years in, almost to the day I hit Pro 10 from the day I joined, almost 4 years to exactly to the day. And now we have a, you know, multi-million-dollar a year business, and it's just insane. And, you know, I'm so blessed to have Charlotte's team and the mentorship she offers, and, you know, attract quality people like Nick and like you guys. So that's my story. I want to share with you guys just a few more tips, and let's open it up for Q&A. Okay. Here's the biggest part, is that whatever you focus on, you find. I want to share with you guys three income levels of MLM. Level one, we call it retailing. I want you to write four little dollar signs after retailing. Level one is retailing, meaning if you sell this product, meaning you're leading with the product, you can do three to four dollar signs. You can make a couple hundred to $1,000 a month. That's the whole thing. That's the whole gauge, right? Level one, you can make a little bit of money retailing it. Level two is you can recruit. And that's where you put four little dollar signs plus, plus, plus. So you can make $1,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month by recruiting. You build a team. So basically, instead of being the general getting the army, you're now the super galactic ambassador sergeant, whatever, getting the generals who get the army, right? So you're getting leverage. I can go and sell, and I've recruited like 400 customers in 5 years. But what's better is I've recruited like 140, 150 distributors. That's what's turned into 70,000 on my team. I didn't know 70,000 people. I knew a few hundred that would look at the business, 140-ish joined, and then that's what's built the army. Okay. Level three, I call it legend. And that means you're building leaders. And this is where you can do five little dollar signs, $6 signs, $7 signs. In order to make a life-changing income, you need to build a team and then build leaders within it. And leadership development is the highest paid skill in network marketing. It really is. It's a phenomenal goal. It's a phenomenal skill to work on. There's a mistake I see with people that sit and get stuck between pro one and pro four. It's like the mystery of mediocre results. They're making enough to pay for their product, but not making enough to make a dent in their goals and their life and their philanthropic, you know, destinations and their travel and their investment strategies, things like that. Like it's enough. And I have a girlfriend. One of my best friends, by the way, is right at that level. She's making like $1,000 to $1,200 a month. Now she makes six figures in her job. She's very successful what she does. And it's a wonderful thing making $12,000 to $15,000 a year, which is what she's making. But it's not enough that she can even like go full time in this. Like it doesn't, it's still like, it's just not, she needs to apply more pressure. Here's the mistake. When you lead with the product, you're going to get a lot of users, which is level one of business building. It's a little bit of money, right? And unless you have the systems and massive intentionality of recruiting outside of that customer base into the business, you're going to be stuck at pro one to four. You churn in three new customers of the month, three more exit. And that's fine. Like you can make a little bit of money. Like that's okay if that's your goal. But how many guys want to make level two or three income?
Three. Yeah.
That's probably why you're here on a Saturday. Like honestly, there's probably better things to do. But like we need to do that. So customers can become super customers with like the family and friends discount program. You can recruit within them. You can stay in touch with them. I want you guys to write this down. For you, is a customer a destination or is it a doorway? Is your customer a destination or is it a doorway? Because to me, my customer, a customer to me is never the goal. It's not a transaction. My customer is to create a raving fan of the product, so much so that they want to tell people about it, and I can now expose, involve, and upgrade them into the business. I think of my customers, they're in like a holding pattern, sitting and marinating, creating a result with the product, building belief, so that when the time is right, I can recruit out of that base and find my next new distributor, my next new leader. Customers, every road that you're doing with customers should lead to recruiting. It really should. Like that should be the goal. I see too often that I have a lot of power retailers in our business. They're retailing a ton, selling a ton of customers. And then like, they're just never recruiting distributors. And I'm like, that's impossible. It is. It's impossible because there's enough great results on these products that people do want to start blabbing about it and talking about it and making money, but they never open their mouth to say what is here, what is possible, the vision, the potential. They never cast it for them. They never give them the opportunity to see the full plan. They don't get them on a call with Nick to see the vision of why after 20 plus years of network marketing experience, he said yes to this. They don't get them on the phone with Charlotte to hear, or even on a three-way chat to say, you know what? How did you go from zero to 65 grand a month in 4 years? How'd you retire your husband out of corporate? An Andre story. Or, you know, Grace and Robin, how at 28 and 26 years old, they're making $16,000 a month as a pro seven. Like, it's like sharing that story, sharing those stories. All roads should lead to recruiting. So if you lead the product, but you don't have a road a journey, a doorway, a plan, stay in front of them, in front of the business, you're going to be stuck at that level one of income. What I prefer to do, and when somebody tells me that they want to dramatically change their income situation, their bank account, and the results and rank in the next 30 to 90 days, is to lead with the business. And the reason why, I have never lost a customer leading with the business. No, here's why. It's finding a way that is honoring to people, that makes them feel that there's not slimy pressure. I'm not pushing people. In fact, I'm the non-closer closer. I don't close. Remember, my closing is still probably 17 to 20%. It's not that great. I let people get in where they fit in, but I lead at the business. Here's why. I want them to know the full picture. I want them to see everything. It would be irresponsible and selfish of me not to present the business. I'm making $1 million a year. I'm glad somebody 14 years ago told me about network marketing and the business and spoke life into me. Like, there are people praying for this right now. And here's what I do. I promote the business, and guess what? 85% have zero interest whatsoever. Not at all. They're not entrepreneurial. They're risk adverse. But here's what happens. They say no to the business. And what is human psychology immediate response when they say no? They feel bad. They want to say yes. They feel awful. They just rejected you. It's like the most horrible thing. So I say, great. Hey, you know what? At the very least, you got to get on this product. You got to be on Protandim. You got to try this hair care. Nobody leaves my site after like a full bout of presentations, ITT. They don't leave without at least getting on a pot of Protandim. And usually much more than that. That's how I sold. I had 3 distributors and 12 customers last month, 15 enrollments. Why? He's like, you're not interested in business. Well, at least buy the products. Well, at least you could. Or if I hear any hesitancy, fear, concern, I don't know if I can do this. I don't really have any time. Nick, it's not really a great time for me right now. I got to go, hey. You know, listen, hey, I get this. Candace, I know you said you have a lot going on with your job right now. Why don't we do this? Why don't we get you started today as a customer? Because you might be saying, oh, I want to start at the first of the year. Oh, yeah. We'll get you started the first year. Why don't we do this today? Why don't we get you started on the products so you can get them in your body, taste them, smell them, try them, feel them, and create, so you can create a relationship with the products. And then that way, when you start on January 1 and we kick off with the new year on the business side, you already have 3 weeks of a story. And you can go to all your friends and talk about the change in your sleep and your energy and your mood since being on the Vitality Stack or whatever stacks that you have there. Does that make sense? So I lead and share the business and I share all of it, product and business. I shouldn't say I just lead with the business. No, I lead with the products too. I lead with the full story. I let them see the information. And then I say, do you want to be a customer or do you want to be a distributor? And then I let them get in where they fit in. And lastly, I'll say the number one thing, if you're not getting distributors, is like we hack it. Either nobody's seen the business, meaning they have not heard the full story, or they're not gotten to a team member. They've not been ITT'd, invite tool team. They've not been on a 3-way call or a 3-way chat. They've not heard the story, the vision, the stack of somebody who's making it. Right now, to give you an idea, and this is goes for all of like your Pro Fives and your Knicks and your Charlottes, all these, you know, top leaders, is I know for me, when I do a 3-way call, 90% of them enroll on a pack. So it's like, I'm the golden goose. But Charlotte's the same. She's actually probably better than me. She's a lot more emotional on calls and really good. It's like, hey, this is what it's at. Right? Nick has got his experience. You get him on the phone with Nick. Nick can share the vision. Why Life Vantage? People just want to know that they're just going to have support. That's all. They're like, am I going to be alone? What if I have questions? Is anybody really having success? Katharina, you're brand new, but like somebody else, like actually making money. So those are my tips. I'd love to open up for a couple minutes of like any questions that you guys have. whether about this topic or something else into life. And you guys,
I've got two. Sorry, guys. I got to get this asked. So number one, do you have a free, effective, simple CRM that you use and that you promote to your team?
I have a pen and paper.
Cool. Okay, that answers that. Number two, I have discovered a lead source recently, which ticks a lot of boxes. Very, very fresh. Very, it ticks all the boxes, but they're not business specific. They're just, I could say, women in Sydney or women in Melbourne, and I've got a phone number, and they're accurate, and they've been through, they've been washed, so we're allowed to call them. What would you say would be the most? And there's thousands of them. There's thousands. There's infinite number of people to talk to. What would be the best script just to pick up the phone? Because they've got no idea it's about business. Would you?
I haven't called leads in over a decade. So I don't know if I'd even be an accurate source of it. But my mindset would be is if you can ever create or manufacture a reason for somebody to take a look at the information. Like one of the tips I've done, because I remember I actually moved in my previous company, I moved to the Netherlands for 3 months. And we were launching that country. The country had just launched, and I had a little bit of a team there. And I was like, I was really determined to build my North or my European team. So I thought, oh, I'll go central in Rotterdam, and then I can like go all around Europe and back to the UK really quickly, and I'll build there. But I also, when I was there, I actually had a lot of free time because I had a pretty small team. So a couple times a week I was with them. I was like, well, while I'm here, I'll recruit. So not quite similar, Nick, but what I did is I started friending influencers, and I mostly focused on wellness, like personal trainers and things like that. And I just introduced them, like, hey, Sandy, I'm an American here living in the Netherlands. I'm here actually launching a wellness brand. I saw that you're a top personal trainer in Rotterdam. I want to see if you want to meet for coffee. See how we could help each other out. And a couple of people took me up on it. Almost all of them signed up. I ended up launching this big gym. We did massive shake parties. We were in weight loss back then, and built a nice little team there. And so that was like, I leveraged belly to belly and calling local to launch a market. So if you have like a reason, that can be helpful. What I find is, to me, like I do more of the social media. So I want people coming to me. But that's also my introverted nature. I'm like, I'd rather go do a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live and get 10 leads that are qualified, that just watched my face and heard my voice and heard my pitch, than blindly calling. But I know cold messaging is working and marketing is working. I have a guy right now that's crushing it on Charlotte's team. And he's in Oregon. He's a pharmacist, and he's cold marketing to pharmacists on LinkedIn. Cold messaging, 100 of them a day. He just signed up another one. Like, it's just crazy. And he's getting them all. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Rachel, can I ask a question?
Yes.
It might seem like a really dumb question, but what do you do with distributors who just don't do anything? Don't answer.
I got it. You ready? Or you can talk more. I got it. Right. So every month, your starting lineup will look a little different. So you guys know this, right? That some months you have like six people that are working and they're like raising their hand, they're self-identifying and saying like, I want to run, Katharina, like, I really want to do this. I want to hit the bonus pool, I want to hit pro one. And then all of a sudden, like 3 months later, that person that was so gangbusters is kind of out of it. Like maybe his family's drama. Like, yeah, just like the starting lineup changes. Sometimes you have like your core, and then the other people kind of pinch hitters kind of come in and out, using a baseball analogy. And so the starting lineup changes every month. So every month you want to take inventory of who self-identifies. So basically, do you want to build the business this month? Another way, do you have a goal for your business this month? And you have your runners, your little runners that you're working with. So what do you do for somebody who isn't willing or doesn't have a goal or doesn't prioritize it? Write this down. Treat everyone who doesn't raise their hand as a customer. Treat every distributor who doesn't self-identify as wanting to build the business right now, treat them like a customer. Meaning you follow up with them, you send them a little love note every once in a while, you keep them abreast of sales, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, things like that. You circle back around. Like, I am always in front of my customers' eyeballs. And it was so great because I got so much sales through Black Friday because I have such a good relationship with my customers. So I could go back to them and like, hey, you need to order this. She's like, yeah, I do, you know, so.
Well, I just had somebody knock on the door. It's a potential customer.
So good.
A neighbor.
Well, I'm going to get you later.
Thank you, Rachel. That's really, really helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just treat them like a customer. Love on them. Yeah, Acer?
I can't hear you, Rob.
Rob, I can't hear you.
Can't hear you at all. Mm-mm. Anyone else while Rob's trying to fix that?
Yeah, I'd like to know, how do you contact your customers? I feel like I'm bothering them if I contact them.
So I love, the new way that I love is through the app. I think it's a lot easier to stay in touch with them. If you guys have played with the app at all, it's just easier to send the messages in there. It is so awesome, guys. There's a training in the marketing playbook if you don't know how to use the app. It's so intuitive, though, that like they, Kamal and our company did an amazing job with that app. Before that, what I would do was I was do mostly on Facebook Messenger because that was where I had a lot of my customers. And in the beginning, it was kind of like when somebody first orders, I'm talking to them a lot, a couple times a month, following up. How you doing? How you feeling? How you liking it? I also offer personal incentives. Now I've really kicked it up because I don't know if you guys know this, but like I've sold personally like 80 hair care sets. Like hair care is my jam. Like I've grown out my hair. Like I love this product line. So good. And so, but I need hair care testimonials because like virtually nobody takes photos. So I begin bribing my new customers. I say, listen, hey, Neera, you want to grow, you want free product in 90 days? Here's what I need you to do. Take some before pictures, front, side, back, like show your full hair, you know, straightened, whatever, you know, however you would normally wear it, good lighting. And then 90 days later, take the exact same photos in the same spot and show me your, I want to see your growth. I want to see your, the hair shine. And like, I want to see your transformation. And if you send me those, I'm going to send you a free hair care set. So, because I know for every before and after I get, I'll make more sales. So, so that's one of the ways I stay in touch with them. And then another thing is very simple is I ask them a question. Do you mind if I follow up with you to see how you're doing and also let you know of any new specials or products that we run? Do you mind if I touch base with you? See how you're getting on and let you know, like, cause we do sometimes run some really insane deals. And most people are like, yeah, no, that's perfect. Just get permission. And then some of it also is just, it's the thing that I can't teach cause this business is science, but it's also art. So science is how many times you follow up, the exact script you use, very specific metrics. The art is like more of the character and who you are. Part of it is just being a good human. Like, I have a lot of my, I know who my customers are so well, and I constantly see them on my Facebook, and I make it a point to like comment on their kids' stuff or whatever. Like I'm always giving them a little love. And then I even follow up with them, not about the products. Like when the coronavirus first came out and we were in first lockdowns, I spent an afternoon just messaging and we're like, hey, how you doing? Like, how you holding up with all this? It's just like, it's just being a good human. Cause it's like, I want to cultivate that customers again. Every customer's a doorway. They're not a destination. So it's like, I want to stay in front of them all the time. That's amazing. You can't withdraw from a bank account you didn't deposit in. Same thing with relationships. I can't ask them to do something if I haven't poured into them. So I deposit love and thankfulness. I send thank you cards at least once or twice a year to my top customers. I'm glad I now have an assistant that helps me with this. But I go run the data. I look in the Evo. I see who's ordering, who's consistent. Cause you can see who's, And I have some lifer customers that are so supportive. And I send them a little note. Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Sometimes I've sent them samples or full product. I had all this inventory this summer, and I had my girlfriend, I picked like my top 16 customers that are like 4 or 5 plus. I mean, they always order. And I sent him like a hair care set, an anti-aging cream, you know, just something that they've never tried, a bag of Axia. We have the energy drinks here. And I had two girls that got on the same day, and they both said the exact same thing. I was having the most horrible week, the most horrible day. And then your surprise package came. I can't believe it. I love you. And I'm like, the product was just rotting on my shelves. I was just like, I love you, you know.
Rachel, that's really interesting, because customers that I've just met or people I hadn't actually got as a customer yet kept asking me all the time for, you know, are there free products and all that. And I just realized after a while, and I did give quite a bit of stuff away, but I found that in that situation, people just didn't appreciate it, and they treated the product like it was a cheap.
Yeah, you know, I never, ever give free product away to a prospect. No, it's like, but I just invested, let's say, so hair care here is $100 in US, you know? And so, but like, to give you an idea, like the woman I sent that to buys $280 a month with me. She spent like $4,000 with me over the last 2 years, right? So I'm like, yes, I love you, Susan. Thank you.
Yeah. In that situation, it's really good. I really understand that now. Yeah.
And if you guys don't have the budget for that, you can do small things as well. But one of the simple things is hand cream. That's in Australia, and it's very affordable, and they make wonderful gifts, especially as you guys move into the winter months in a few months. Like, that's like fantastic. A little, it's just that extra note, but it could be small things too. You could send everyone, do you guys have Starbucks?
No. Oh yeah, we do. Yeah.
You could ever get everyone like a $5 Starbucks card. Some people,
that wouldn't be a good gift here, Rachel.
Well,
sorry.
Like whatever you guys love, like, you know, what's a common, like really good coffee chain or a little service stop that people love. That's
even a handwritten card. That's enough.
I send out probably
something authentic. Yeah.
I probably send out to my team, not even including customers, like at least 15 cards a month.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you guys, like, it's
a thought. Not the gift, it's a thought, it's a caring.
Like, it
That's
is
fantastic.
An insane habit of mine. Like, I buy them in droves. Like, literally, I just fill these everywhere. I buy them in massive packs because I need to have cards. I just sent out, one of my team leaders lost a dog, so she got a card. I send little congratulations card, little bravo cards. Like, it goes a long way. And the idea is you're not comfortable with the business, but this should be business as well. Like, if they're, you know, crushing it, right? But anyways, we're going to end in a couple minutes, but. I feel my cards
are ready. Just my question before I lose contact again.
Yeah, 1 second.
The Wi-Fi here is very slow. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We can hear you now, Rob.
Okay. Nick, I was going to ask her about having hotel meetings here during for the launch in the Philippines. Is that a good idea?
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry about that. I just want to tell her that we're coming. So what I miss?
The gaffer, Rob.
Yeah. Rachel, I was going to suggest we're just about to launch here in the Philippines where I am.
Yeah.
Would you say that having hotel meetings and inspiring groups of people?
Oh, we lost him. He's in a little country town in the Philippines.
Nick,
the
just put us, Nick, put us on a three-way chat on Facebook, and he can ask it there. And
great.
Then I can just respond it there, or like, you know, put in a team page and I can respond it there too.
Great. Okay, great.
So, but I have to run, guys. I have another mentoring session. If you guys have any other questions, just hit me up on Facebook. It's Rachel Pekarik. You guys can message me directly. You don't even need Nick. Nick's never going to be mad that you message me. He's not going to be offended. So you guys can, you know, message me at any time and just go from there. And, you know, we'll probably see you guys again soon if I can pop on. And I'm sure Nick will probably have Tara on if you haven't met her. And just, you know, stretch yourself. I'll end with this. I spend a good chunk of money every year to be in Eric Worre's mastermind. So it's 100 top earners. The average income is $700,000 a year in that group. And it's the most incredible mastermind. We get together for 1 hour every single week. And he said to the group on Wednesday, he goes, if your goal isn't scary, it's not big enough. And it's so simple. I think I've heard that a million times. I was like, man, I'm setting my goals still too small because they're within reach. They're not terrifying yet. So make a scary goal for December. Just go all out on it. Follow the system and love on people hard, and you guys will see great results. Okay. Love you guys. I'll get this recording
to you in about an hour. Please do. Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay.